Supper to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, no doubt. Is doubt getting in your way? Struggling to feel up to the challenges in your life or relationships? We're going to help you develop the confidence you're looking for. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical. Theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today our show is titled, No Doubt. Is self-doubt getting in your way? Are you struggling to feel up to certain challenges in your life or relationships? We want to help you develop the confidence that you are looking for to overcome whatever is stealing your joy, robbing your peace, or complicating your life. Sound good? Excellent. Give us a call at 877-573-7825, and we will help you have the confidence you're looking for to take on whatever you need to address to live that joyful, peaceful, connected, abundant life.
Connected to each other and connected to God.
That's
most
right.
Importantly. Or if you're dealing with somebody who's sort of lost their confidence, you're seeing that they're really struggling and you don't know how to help them because you love them, but you see them kind of just so full of self-doubt and contradiction that you know that it's not bearing very good fruit in their lives, and you love them and you want to help them. We're here for that as well at 877-573-7825.
You know, we all have certain situations in our life. Even if we're super confident and super capable, you know, all of us have certain things that go on in our relationships that we encounter throughout our day that undermine our confidence. Things that we're just not sure we're up to, for whatever reason, big or small. Maybe it's just that you're not sure how to handle it. Maybe you even hesitate to engage a certain issue or problem because you don't even know where to start. We want to help you identify those steps that will help you feel like you can do what you need to do to have the life and relationships that you are longing for. We have a tendency when we encounter those sorts of issues, though, to just sort of throw up our hands in the air and say, well, I guess there's nothing I can do. The good news is, for the Christian, there are more resources available than for the average bear, so to speak. And we want to help you connect you with those graces and those resources that will help you be able to rise to any challenge and celebrate the life that God has for you. So give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us, what are those situations that are undermining your confidence? What are those problems that you're not sure how to handle in your life or relationships, or that you're even hesitant to engage because you're not sure where you'd even go with it if you brought it up? If someone you care about is struggling in the confidence department and you're not sure how to support them because maybe your efforts to be that cheerleader are kind of falling flat, or, you know, to kind of get frustrated and angry with them, you know, to kind of light a fire under their backsides isn't working. Whatever it is, we want to help you get rid of that doubt that eats away at our ability to use the gifts and talents and skills and resources that God has given us to do what we need to do to live an abundant life. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Well, I think for some of our listeners, this sort of is a two-edged sword. Because on the one hand, I think that a lot of people are going to say, now, wait a minute, have the Popchek started preaching prosperity gospel where you just have to be confident enough and anything can happen? No. But God has put each and every one of us here for a reason. He created you and each person that you love who may be struggling with this for a purpose. None of it is random. And when we allow Satan to come in and start stealing our trust in God, start stealing our confidence in who he created us, God created us to be, that's when Satan gets in and covers us with so much mud and so much, you know, the mud of doubt that steals our power, steals our joy, and gets us to run in the opposite direction of the Creator God who has that purpose for us and wants to help us work it out. Doubt can do two things. It can either bring us to the feet of our Lord and be able to humbly say, don't know how to do this, but I trust that you have a plan for me, so help me work this out. Help me know what to do. Make me more receptive to you. Or Satan can use it to say, you're not good enough. You're not worthy. You're a sinner like everybody else. Run from God. Run from grace. Which, of course, happened to even St. Peter, right? As he denied God three times. But God didn't want him to stay there. God forgave him and redeemed him and built the Holy Catholic Church on him.
Well, and there are plenty of examples of this in the Bible. I mean, you know, Jonah is a great example of you know, God asking him to go and preach to the Ninevites. And what does he do? He says, I can't do it. He runs away, you know. I had another example that just went out of my head, but over and over. Oh, Moses, you know, he says, you know, God, how can I go to the Pharaoh? I'm a stutterer. I can't speak. I'm slow of speech. You know, and God tells them to do it anyway. And, you know, we struggle with that sense that we can do the things that God is asking us to do, that we can respond or rise to the challenges that are in front of us. But the truth is, those doubts are not from God. They are not from the Holy Spirit. They are what St. Ignatius would call desolations that stop us from bringing that problem to God and asking him to either make us aware of the resources and support he is giving us to respond to that challenge in our life or relationships, or connect us with the resources and support we need to rise to those challenges. So tell us, what are those situations in your life or relationships that are undermining your confidence? Are there certain problems that you just genuinely aren't sure how to handle, or even if you should handle them? Maybe there are certain problems that you're not even sure whether you should engage in the first place, because you don't know where you'd go with it even if you did.
Sure.
Or you're pretty confident that it would turn out badly if you raised that topic or addressed that issue. For that matter, if you love somebody who is struggling with confidence, your kid, your spouse, another loved one who you know need to make a change, but they're just afraid to do it, how do you support them? We are here for you. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825.
Because every day, excuse me, as we were saying, as we look at the theology of the body here on More to Life, we see that for the Christian, confidence is not about feeling that we can do anything we put our minds to, a sheer act of the will, but rather we can accomplish all things through Christ, who is our strength. Christians are often afraid of cultivating confidence, as we were discussing earlier, because it feels prideful. We get caught up in the world's idea that confidence means puffing yourself up and believing that nothing can stand in my way because I am awesome in every way, just as I am. But we know that that is not true.
Right, but for the Christian, confidence doesn't come from doing that. It comes from knowing that God is working with us and in us and through us to make the world right again. And when we experience a problem in our lives, it's not our job to just power through it on our own, or to walk away from it because we feel like we can't power through it on our own. Instead, when we encounter an issue, we need to bring it to Christ, We need to, number two, kind of ask for the grace to respond to that problem in a way that will glorify God, work for the good of all of those involved, and be our best selves. And finally, we need to apply ourselves to the issue, trusting that God's going to give us what we need to overcome whatever's getting in our way. For the Christian, cultivating confidence is not about being prideful. It's about being trusting in Christ's power to show up in the moment and give us the grace, the strength, connect us to the resources and support that we need to be, as St. Paul puts it, more than overcomers. Now, it sounds great on paper.
But there are so many things that can trip us up, and Satan's going to use every single one of us, one of those things, to block us from really being able to feel what the Holy Spirit is telling us to do and have the courage to act on it.
And so we've all been in those places where doubt undermines our ability to cooperate with grace. Doubt undermines our ability to even call out to God for that grace in the first place. Doubt undermines our ability to trust that other people will respond well to us, even if we do take the thing on. So we're talking about overcoming doubt on our show titled No Doubt, as we discuss how do we overcome that obstacle of doubt in our lives and cultivate the confidence that allows us to respond to the challenges that are stealing our peace, robbing our joy, and making it difficult to live the abundant life to which we are all called. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we thank you for reminding us that we can do all things if we bring those things to you and allow ourselves to be filled with your grace. And so, Lord, today we bring to you those specific problems or challenges in our life and relationships that we are hesitant to take up, that we aren't sure how to pursue, or that we're worried to even mention. We bring those things to you, and we consecrate them to you and ask you to fill us with your grace so that we can know that even if we don't have the power, the strength, or the wisdom to overcome those challenges, that we can be overcomers because you are working with us and in us and through us to bring about the world that is in your heart, that is in your will. We place ourselves in your care, and we are confident not in ourselves but in you to show up in this moment and give us everything that we need to say the words, to do the things, to take the steps that are necessary to overcome the problems and challenges in our life and relationships that steal our joy, rob our peace, or threaten the abundant life that you call us to. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on Mortal Life, our show is titled No Doubt, as we talk about the doubts that get in our way, that undermine our confidence, that rob us of our ability to effectively engage the problems in our life or relationships that are stealing our joy, robbing our peace, or are making it difficult to live the life that God calls us to. Are you, or is someone you love, wrestling with those kinds of doubts, that lack of confidence that holds you back? Let's talk about how to be, as St. Paul puts it, more than an overcomer by not having confidence in ourselves, but in God, to show up in the moment and give us what we need to rise to the challenge. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Sue, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sue. Welcome more to life. What's going on?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I always appreciate listening to both of you. And
thank you.
I feel like this topic really is, exactly where I am, or where my husband and I and family are right now. We recently have become kind of empty nesters.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's brought to light because of more one-on-one time as husband and wife, a lot of maybe defects that probably have accumulated over the last, we've been married for 30 years have four children. I think realizing a lot of struggle in communication and even sentiments that makes it hard to have a conversation about what our challenges are. So I think I'm realizing from what you said this morning that probably a lot of it is confidence on the part of my husband, or lack of confidence. And maybe that's existed for a lot longer than I realized.
Confidence to do what exactly, Sue?
I think, from my perspective, taking initiative in, like, family life, in our relationship as husband and wife, and even over the years, I struggled a lot with him taking initiative to be the leader in our home in terms of faith and even discipline and things like that with our kids. And I realized I probably accumulated a lot of resentment over the years. He would respond, you know, when things would get really, you know, stressful with the kids at home or things like that, he would respond, but generally the response would not be very long, you know, long term. It would be a short response and then kind of falling back into, you know, the ways. And
so you're looking at how do you address that issue now moving forward, especially in this empty nester time in your life?
Yeah, and without, you know, just pointing the finger, you know, you didn't, because this is what I fall into. Well, you know, I wish you had done this. You didn't do this.
Yeah.
I encouraged, and encouraging over the years, you know, trying to motivate him in that role. And he would be quick to come along, but again, on a short-term basis.
Okay, so if you suggested, hey, let's do this or let's try that, or he's always open, it's just that he doesn't have, he doesn't express the initiative to it. All right. Well, that's actually a really good thing.
Or following through.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, there's great encouragement for you here, as Greg was about to say, because there have been many calls who the caller will say, and I want and need this, but I get no response from my spouse when I attempt this.
Or they become antagonistic when I bring it up because they feel judged or challenged.
But you've got a guy here who's willing. He just doesn't really have the skills. And plus, I've got to say, Sue, this empty nester time, what an invitation from the Holy Spirit. Because before this, those four kids and life had you guys going so fast and so much that you didn't have time to work on building those skills together. So you've got time now, and you've got willingness on both your parts.
So there are two parts to kind of my answer on this, and I'm going to give you the first part, and then you're going to, I promise you, you're going to feel this sort of sense of, all right, and then
that's
I'll follow it up with the second part, okay? And it kind of help you work through that. So the first part that's going to give you that kind of feeling, all right, is you married a guy who is willing, which, like Lisa said, is really good news, but he doesn't have those skills, and you've kind of bought into the idea that if he loves me enough, he's just going to do that, you know. And unfortunately, and this is true for a lot of men, we don't do a good job, you know, we tell men they're supposed to be the leaders, but we don't raise our boys to do that. We just don't. We don't raise our boys to be the spiritual heads of the house. So we don't teach them how to pray. We don't teach them how to, you know, really attend to the family relationships. We let them go play video games, and then we ignore them, and as long as they're not causing trouble, then we think everything's great. And then all of a sudden they get married, and they're supposed to be the spiritual heads of the household, and then just kind of blink like a deer in the headlights, and we get mad at them.
And I'm going to be honest, I'm going to say that's very true for men. I can tell you it's true for women as well sometimes. But whenever you have a spouse who has been raised in some way that kind of short circuits a skill, especially a spiritual skill, and then you've got a super competent other spouse, so a wife will step up and do all the discipline for the kids and handle all the prayer and then there's no entryway for that person to learn those skills and step up.
Well, they feel intimidated, right? So, I said that's going to give you that kind of gut feeling of, you know, and why? Well, because initially you're going to start feeling like, well, now it's all up to me. It's still all up to me, right? Well, no, okay, and I get that, right? There's a certain aspect of emotional labor where you feel like you're carrying all of this, and what I'm telling you is you're going to have to carry it more because he doesn't have those skills. No, what I'm saying is, for a time, instead of getting mad at him and buying into the idea that if he loved you enough, he would just be able to do this, take take the leadership and say, you know, let's go to Marriage Encounter. Let's read a marriage book every week and just talk about it together and go through the exercises together. Let's build those skills together. Let's go get some counseling, not because we're in crisis, but because we need to learn how to do certain things that we haven't been able to do before. And yes, that initiative is going to have to come from you, but you've got a guy who's willing to learn, and that's everything, right? The fact that we have problems in marriage, that's not the problem. The problem is when we're not willing to address those problems, and you've got a guy who is, right? So you just need to create those structures of accountability in the relationship where you can have regular conversations about what you need to do and how you learn to do it. So, and there are tons of great resources out there. I mean, whether you're talking about, you know, our book, you know, How to Heal Your Marriage, or, you know, Praying For and With Your Spouse would be great places to start, or you go on a Marriage Encounter weekend, or like I said, you get some counseling. The key is recognizing he wants to do it, he just doesn't know how, and he doesn't know how to follow through. So for the time being, it's going to be on you to prime that pump and to create, not just to say, hey, you're not doing it, we need to do it, and then it falls away, but to create a kind of a ritual where, you know, every week we're reading a new book, or we're doing a new thing, or we're taking, you know, and until it starts to become second nature and he's got those skills. You got a guy there who wants to do it. Take advantage of that and start working on it together and getting the skills you need to create the relationship that you want to have. If there's more that we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here again on the program. The books I mentioned are available at CatholicCounselors.com, How to Heal Your Marriage, and Praying For and With Your Spouse, I think would be two great places to start. You know, start with those, and if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out again. We got to go to break. When we come back, though, we are taking your calls about overcoming those doubts that stand between you and the life that God wants you to have. Rachel Watkins will be talking a little bit about how to overcome those doubts effectively in your life. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 80% of the referral check to Ave Maria Radio and Students for Life. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
Let us strive to know the Lord. Quick question to you and me right now. Is that what you and I are doing every single day? When you and I wake up every day, do we strive to know Jesus or not? In the Old Testament, in the same book of Hosea, a little bit later on, it's in chapter 14, the Lord says through the prophet, "My people perish." Or in another translation, "My people are being destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." Not a lack of data. We got tons of data. Not a lack of information. We got a lot of information. Not just about things that are happening in the world. We got a lot of data, a lot of knowledge, a lot of information about God. But not a lot of intimacy with God. Not a lot of relationship with God. Not a lot of friendship. That's the cry of God's heart. God wants to give himself to us in the incredible gift of friendship. And we're not taking advantage of it.
This Ave Maria program is brought to you in part by the nonprofit CMF Curo. Your search for affordable health care stops here. Since 2014, CMF Curo has provided Catholics with affordable health care sharing that goes beyond insurance. With programs that cost less than many COBRA and ACA-sponsored plans, CMF Curo is a Catholic health sharing experience that enables you to live fully alive while saving money. Call 1-833-GET-CURO to find affordable Catholic health care now. That's 1-833-GET-CURO.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're talking about how doubts undermine our ability to do the things that God asks us to do or that we need to do, and how to overcome that. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins, the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11, is here to share some tips for how she overcomes the doubts that affect her. Hey, Rachel. Welcome to More to Life.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Lisa.
Great to talk to you. Now, Rachel, you want to share with everyone some ways that you've developed to battle back from that doubt when it starts to attack you. What are those ways?
I think the first tip we have to do is when we feel doubt, we can stop and really pause for a moment. Doubt can make us want to collapse under it, to really, you know, really stop what we're doing. And I want us to stop and bring God back to it. because nothing is bad as long as God is there with us. So think to what is causing you to doubt, and it could be yourself, it could be the situation as a whole, or you could doubt even that God is present there. So if we can stop and think for a moment of where is the doubt coming from, how is it affecting me, then we can look to try to solve the problems to feel more confident again.
It's very important to do that, because you're right. We can either stop and then shut out God and shut out possibilities, or we can stop and say, Lord, this is my invitation to you to come into this and direct my next steps and help me through this. Any other tips?
Well, I think when we think of ourselves, I know that I doubt myself the most when I am weak, and I mean I'm tired and I'm hungry and trying to make difficult decisions when I'm not at my best. So we can pause and make sure that we've refreshed ourselves. Have I had prayer time? Have I had a snack? The other thing is that I doubt myself a lot when I haven't brought Matthew into the conversation
or asked
someone I trust their advice. Don't go solo. And then lastly, that reminder is take everything to prayer, asking God throughout the day, going, this is my path, Lord. Please help me, reassure me that this is where you want me to go, and be willing to readjust as he inspires you.
Rachel, I want to thank you for being with us. You know, these are some really both simple and brilliant insights that are hidden in plain sight, and I really appreciate you bringing them to our attention, the importance of not just being stuck in that feeling of I can't do this, but then bringing that feeling to God, asking him for the grace to respond, getting the support from people that love us to encourage us through it, and making sure that we're taking care of ourselves so that we can use the grace that God is giving us. Great insights. And if folks would like to learn more from Rachel and about her good work, you can go to beholdpublications.com to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club. With that, we got to go to break, but when we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about overcoming the doubts that get in the way of you addressing the problems and situations that steal your joy, rob your peace, or make it hard for you to live the abundant life God's calling you to. The number, 877-573-7825.
Bishop Robert Barron.
Find out, in any cultural situation, who's the Lord? There's somebody or some principle, some figure, some institution that has central importance in that culture. Whether it's king, whether it's the military, who knows what it is? Go up and down the centuries. What's the Lord? The declaration of the Lordship of Jesus will always be a challenge to whatever that reigning Lord happens to be. The Lord today is my personal freedom. I decide what my life is. I decide who I am. I decide everything from my gender to the ultimate meaning of my life. Now that personal freedom is so powerful that it's become the Lord. To evangelize the culture is therefore to challenge them and to say, no, it's not your own ego, not your own freedom that's Lord. Jesus determines the meaning of your life. Jesus is the center of your life, not your own freedom.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
I'm Dr. Stan Williams, and this is Evidences for Christianity. The claim of the Christian faith is that God has revealed himself to us by appearing in the form of a man in a particular time and in a particular place. He permitted people to observe him, watch his behavior, see him under pressure, and ask him controversial questions. Seen God around lately? But there was a time when he was around. The Word became flesh, says John, and dwelt among us. This is an astounding claim that no other religion has ever made. No fuller revelation of deity seems to be possible than for God to come in person and let persons see what he is like. Surely this is better than mere writings or the testimony of a prophet, for this is the incarnation of God and the greatest evidence for Christianity. To explore more, go to AveMariaRadio.net. Under resources, look for me, Dr. Stan Williams.
Hi, this is Lisa Popcheck. Arguments between siblings are inevitable. We all want our children to develop strong bonds, but to do this, it's important to remember the healthiest sibling relationships begin from day one. And I do mean day one. Allow your older child to play some role in the new baby's birth. The status quo is to ship the older sibling off to some relative's house until the new baby comes home.
But allowing your older child to participate in some way will solidify your older and younger child's place in the family and their relationship with one another. Whether that's cutting the cord, cuddling their siblings soon after birth, or helping give baby its first bath, we found that if the older child is involved in some way, the baby will be better received and you will lay a solid foundation for a healthy relationship. For more tips on how to foster healthy family life, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
Our show today is titled No Doubt, as we talk about the ways that doubts undermine our confidence in our ability to respond to the challenges in our life and relationships. If you or someone you love are wrestling with doubts that are holding you back, if there are particular situations that are undermining your confidence, certain problems that you're not sure how to handle or even how to bring up because you're not, well, you're pretty confident it won't work out. We want to help you overcome those doubts that stand between you and the life God is calling you to. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with our next listener who's listening to EWTN Radio in Canada.
Hey there, caller. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning, Dr. Popchak and Lisa. I had called earlier. I have a situation. I don't have confidence to go ahead with this. Mm-hmm. I'm doubting it. My mother passed away in June 2020, 7 months ago. My brothers have gotten together and left me out of the will. It's a sizable amount of money. Mm-hmm. I'm a single mother. I'm renting, and that money would definitely help me to even get a small place for myself. But they suddenly come together and left me out of everything. We never had a cordial relationship at home. Yes. There was a lot of commotion in the family when we were growing up. And I have some people telling me to go ahead and fight the court case. I've spoken to a lawyer. They told me it would take many years to settle this. So I do not know whether I need to go ahead or just, you know, let it go. But my mother did tell me, she before she died, she said, let it all go. They are so evil, they will even kill you. And what will happen to your son? In my prayer, I've told God, if you want me to go ahead with this, then send somebody to help me, because I don't have the emotional.
Well, so let me ask you. I mean, you know, that's a pretty. I mean, you know, so that takes it up to a whole other level here. I mean, how seriously concerned are you for your health and safety and your son's health and safety if you did contest this will?
Yeah, so I went back home, because when I went back home last year, they tried to arrest me, and they would send me taunting emails. How come you're not yet arrested?
And you would have to go back to your home country to contest this, I'm assuming?
Yeah, unless I hire a power of attorney to work for me.
So there is a way for you to do it without having to be there physically present?
Right, but it would be a lot of emotional energy, my time, mm-hmm. and the time difference. I'd have to keep up many hours. I wouldn't be able to give so much of myself to my son.
All right, so here's what I would ask you to pray about. I can't tell you what to do, but I can tell you how to pray about this, okay? This is obviously a legitimate injustice. No one would fault you for taking it on. You have every right to pursue this case, and, you know, to let it go would be heroically generous of you. Sort of on a superficial level, there's this sort of, well, you know, of course you should fight this because it's, you know, it's and what's being done to you is unjust, and it would benefit you in lots of different ways. Now, the question you have to take to prayer, though, is how much energy would it take to fight this, and if you gave it the energy it needed, would you still be able to attend to your primary responsibilities the way that you need to? And that's the question you need to take to prayer. you know, if I take this on, it is a righteous, it is a just cause. No one would fault me for doing this. In fact, many people would probably encourage me to do it. But if I took it on, would I have the time and the energy that I needed to attend to my son, to handle the responsibilities that are already on my plate well enough that I would feel good about my life? Or do I feel like I would be consumed by this thing and that I would not have the energy or the time to give to, you know, my son and managing my life? You know, because obviously winning the case would certainly benefit you. But the question is, would you have the kind of would it give you the return on the investment of your time and energy that you're looking for? And if you could pursue it and say, you know what, I could do this by having a power of attorney or proxy of some sort doing it for you, and if you could offload the emotional labor to that person, you know, and they were willing to fight that for you and you could stay safe, well, you know, that makes perfect sense, because that wouldn't take a lot of time and energy and emotion from you, and you'd be able to continue to attend to your son and deal with your life and do what you had to do while the case was proceeding, you know, step by step through the courts. If, on the other hand, you have to be on the phone every day, you know, prodding this along and handling the paperwork and fighting the fight.
Receiving threatening emails or being concerned and constantly looking over your shoulder and the shoulder of your son to make sure that your brothers haven't, you know, put some evil plot into place against you.
Then it makes sense to let it go, you know. So that's what it's all about. You need to be praying about how much time and energy would this take to pursue this properly. And would that time and energy stop me from doing the things that God has currently asked me to do? If the answer is no, then by all means pursue it. If the answer is yes, then you need to let it go. It's a difficult position to be in. I wish that you were not in it. But the good news is there is a way to pray through this, to have the confidence in whichever choice you make that this is the right and godly thing to do. Thank you so much for the call. If there is more that we can help you with, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We do talk about these steps of discernment in our book, The Life God Wants You to Have. If you would like additional support in discerning this response to the question, but I think that the suggestions we made here on the air will get you through. If you would like to know more about that book, though, you can check it out at CatholicCounselors.com. The title is The Life God Wants You to Have, and it's really all about discerning God's will in the face of the real challenges that we all encounter in life and the real roadblocks that we often run up against as we try to pursue what we believe God is asking us to do. Thank you so much for the call, and we will certainly add you and your family to our More to Life prayer list. 877-573-7825. We're talking about confidence on our show titled No Doubt. You know, is doubt getting in your way? Are there certain situations that are undermining your confidence, particular problems that you're not really sure how to handle? Maybe you've tried to address it, and it's just blown up in your face, and that's caused you to feel like there's not really any point to bringing it up again. Maybe you're not sure how to even raise the issue in the first place because you're afraid of how it might go. Or, for that matter, you love somebody who is struggling with their confidence, and you're not sure how to support them. Whatever the issue is, we want to help you get the confidence you need to overcome the challenges in your life and relationships and live the life that God is calling you to. The number, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We're going to head out to break, but it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6.
We can confidently say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?"
I love this verse, and when I found it, I was so excited because it really cuts right to the heart of what we've been saying throughout the entire program here. For the Christian, having confidence does not mean believing that you can do it all. It doesn't mean believing that you even can do any of it. and very often that's exactly what happens. You know, we feel like I can't do this. I'm not up to it. I'm not strong enough. I'm not capable. None of that matters. Absolutely none of it matters. The only question that matters is God asking you to do it?
Yeah.
Because if he is, then he's going to give you the grace to do it. And it goes back to, you know, what we were saying to the previous caller. You know, it's all about discerning it, bringing it to God and saying, "Okay, look, Lord, you know, this is what's in front of me. And there's a part of me that wants to pursue this. Now help me understand what it would take to make that happen, and whether it's whether you feel it's worth me pursuing that because of the energy and the investment that it would take. And then trusting that God will give you the wisdom and the insight to make the right choice and the grace to follow through on whatever that is.
Let me add this to this, though.
Yeah.
Because when we're asking God this, we need to do it with a humble heart. Now, a lot of people think a humble heart means saying, oh, I'm just the worst, and I'm sorry, Lord, but if you make it happen.
I'm dirt, yeah.
But a humble heart means that you're doing everything you can to walk rightly with God. Okay? You're taking advantage of the sacraments, especially the sacrament of reconciliation, that you're talking with God daily and really asking to be open to His Holy Spirit and what He's asking you to do. And you're checking your answers from God and your promptings against what's right and good. So, no, the Holy Spirit is never going to tell you to do something that's against the commandments. So if you're like, Lord, should I have that affair? And you're thinking God's saying, sure, go ahead. She's attractive. No, that's not the Holy Spirit, because that would go against the commandments, right? He's going to lead you in a way that honors His will for you, but also honors the precepts that He's given us for 2,000 years. So that is a really good way to check, to say, am I hearing Him correctly? Does this make sense? Or is it going against what everybody else is saying would be right in the church, what 2,000 years of wisdom of the Holy Spirit has given us all? That's humility, to be able to say, I know God's way is better than my way. So, Lord, teach me your way in this situation, and then give me the confidence to take those next steps you're asking me to take, even if they're tiny little baby steps.
And don't do it just once. Because here's the other thing. You know, sometimes we'll make that prayer, and then we say, well, I prayed about it, and I didn't get anything, so I guess it's all up to me now. The thing we need to remember about prayer and these kind of big decisions that we have to face is that, as far as God's concerned, that prayer is as much about building our relationship with God as it is about solving that problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God wants to use these short-term earthly problems to teach us to trust Him and be in communication with Him on an ongoing basis. And He wants to give us those answers, and He wants to give us the resources, but He wants even more to spend eternity with us.
Well, and some of the examples, the scriptural examples that you and I used at the beginning of the show really illustrate this. You know, God didn't just tell Moses to do something once, and then Moses parted from God. No, he was constantly going back to God, constantly going up the mountain, constantly getting that next step and that reassurance.
Okay, I told Pharaoh this, and Pharaoh blew me off. Now what, Lord?
Now what, Lord? Or I doubt my ability. Yeah. Or, like, Lord, are you crazy? Like, this is, you're asking me to take on the entire government. Like, what are you doing? It was a constant conversation. When Peter denied Jesus 3 times, he was able to then be with the resurrected Christ and have that conversation that led him to the repentance and the promises that allowed him to then go out and change the world and convert the world and be the bedrock of the church. It was about that constant relationship with God. If our doubts lead us to a constant relationship with God because we're humble enough to keep checking His way of doing things, it's going to bear good fruit. If our doubts lead us to isolation from God, that's what it's time to repent from and move closer to God.
877-573-7825. We're talking about overcoming the doubts, the self-doubt especially, and the doubt in God and others that prevent us from responding to the challenges in our life and relationships. If there is something that you need to handle, but you just doubt that you're up to it, or you're not sure how to begin to address it, or you're pretty confident that if you did bring it up, it would just blow up in your face, so why bother in the first place? Or if there's someone you love who's wrestling with their confidence and struggling to make a change you know they need to make, but they're afraid to make, and you're not sure how to support them, we want to help you overcome those doubts in your own life and the life of those you love. 877 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions, comments, and insights about confidence when we return after the break.
Would you get on a plane that doesn't have a pilot? Investing in passive index mutual funds may present the same issue. The Ave Maria Mutual Funds are actively managed by seasoned investment professionals to help you meet your investment goals in a morally responsible way. Ave Maria funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors could invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Fund. You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
What is the life of our heart? The Catholic Catechism answers prayer is the life of the new heart. It ought to be the source of our animation at every moment, but we tend to forget the one who is our all. The fathers of the spiritual life in the Deuteronomic and prophetic tradition say that prayer is a remembrance of God often awakened by the memory of the heart. We are to remember God more often, says the Catechism, than we draw breath. We cannot, however, pray at all times if we have not learned to pray at specific times. The tradition of the Church proposes morning and evening prayer, grace before and after meals, the liturgy of the hours, Sundays centered on the Eucharist, the cycle of the liturgical year with its great feasts as the basic rhythms of the Christian's life of prayer. There are three major expressions of prayer: vocal, meditative, and contemplative. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and our show today is titled No Doubt, as we talk about the doubts that undermine our confidence, that stop us from facing the challenges in our lives, that rob us from our peace, steal our joy, and prevent us from living the life that God is calling us to. The reality is, the tendency to doubt our ability, to doubt ourselves, to doubt God's grace, limits us in serious ways. And God does not want us to be limited by doubts. We've been talking throughout the program about how cultivating confidence for the Christian does not mean believing that I'm all that and I can do everything because I'm awesome just the way I am. That's not what it's about. For the Christian, being confident means being confident that God will show up in this moment, even when I feel completely incapable, and give me what I need to do what I need to do. Just like St. Paul said in Romans, where he talks about, you know, complaining about how ineffective he feels and how powerless he feels to come against this weakness inside of himself. And God says, my power is made perfect in your weakness. So if you are not feeling up to a particular challenge in your life, a problem in your relationships, and you've been avoiding it or struggling with it, start by bringing it to God and asking Him, Lord, help me to identify the next step. And then bring the next step to Him. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Karen, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Illinois.
Hi, Karen. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi. I apologize. I'm a little nervous. This is my first time calling, but I'm...
Of course, it's perfectly all right.
Happy to have you on. Thanks for taking the risk. What can we do for you?
This topic is close to my heart with my son, mm-hmm. who is my adult son, who has been struggling for the last couple of years with his addictions, and I truly believe that part of it, a big part of it, is he has completely lost any confidence in himself to be able to work. He's been, since college, he graduated with an education degree and trying to apply for those jobs and working in these school districts and interviewing and completely knocking it out of the park as far as, you know, being qualified, but not getting that job. And it has slowly over the last, I think it's been 7 years, just hit him to the point where he just went to alcohol and and then he isolates himself and then comes out of it and then tries again. Now he has a totally new job. He's given up on education, which finally, you know, he was working in a gym and some gentleman found him. So I keep telling him that he was in the right place at the right time, and now he's in an industry he's never been in before, but they recognized him. They tested him. He's, you know, he's very intelligent. Mm-hmm. But he needs that constant. He calls almost every day that, you know, they said this. They said I'm doing well.
Okay.
And my fear is that there, if there's ever any failure, not even a failure, you know, something goes wrong at work.
There might be a setback.
Every day.
So, Karen, let me ask you. I'm glad. First of all, I'm glad to hear that he's got a position that he's happy in, and he's getting the feedback that he wants. I think that's terrific. So there are two other issues, though, the drinking and the lack of confidence. And of the two, the drinking could be the more, you know, dangerous. So I want to address that first. How much is he drinking, and how serious a problem do you think this is in his life? Is it something that it's, you know, as he's gotten this job, he's relying less on the alcohol, or is he actually addicted?
Oh, he's definitely addicted. He's actually he's been in different detox programs over the last year.
Okay.
Several of them. Now he's with the latest program is hopefully the one that's helping.
But okay, good.
That's when he seems to be able to get out into the world is when he just, again, I don't know if it's that fear and lack of confidence in himself that he relapses. But this
it
last
is.
One
I mean,
been,
he's self-medicating for that lack of confidence and the depression that kind of overwhelms him when he feels like he can't do it. So I guess I'm asking, what kind of, other than calling you, what sort of professional support does he have? Is he going to meetings every day? Is he in counseling? What's he doing?
He says he is, but I'm working on the detachment part of in my own life for my own health.
Okay.
And just trying to work on that.
All right. Well, let me give you a way to help him and also kind of respect that need to detach on your own, right? Because you're right. You know, when you're dealing with an adult child who has an addiction problem, it can be very easy to get sucked into that and become kind of codependent in the whole process and have your whole life consumed by that, too. So when he calls you and asks you for that affirmation, and when he calls you and tries to talk you through things, you know, it's okay to empathize with and say, you know, I'm glad you got that feedback, or I'm sorry you had that difficult day. You know, to go ahead and give him that emotional support. But then the next thing out of your mouth has to be, and are you talking about that with your sponsor? Have you discussed that with your counselor? What are they saying to you? Right? I want you to step out of that role of being his primary support and keep encouraging him to go back to the program, to go back to AA, to go back to his counselor, and make sure that he's talking to those people who can give him the skills that he needs. It's fine to be his mom and to, you know, to take his calls when you can and to empathize with him as much as you're able and you know, to be that.
To encourage as best you can, because every person needs that from their parent, that sort of permission to heal. But then you have to send him to the people who can heal.
And at the point where you feel like he's trying to pull more out of you, you know, where he's trying to get you to kind of emotionally carry him.
Or make you his God rather than God his God.
Because you'll feel that, right? And that's the point where you have to say, and what is your, so what's your sponsor saying about that? What's your counselor saying about that? The other thing I want you to do is I want you to pray with him. I don't want you to ask his permission to do it. I want you to just do it. I want you to say, you know, son, I'm so glad that you're having that success. Lord, thank you so much for putting my son in this position where he's getting the affirmation that he needs. Please fill him with your grace and confidence and let him know that he can do all things through you. Boom. And then say, so, and what are you doing this weekend? He won't even know what hit him, right? Don't make it a thing. Don't say, can I pray for you? Don't say, oh, you better turn to God. Just bring him to God, right? Or if he's struggling, you know, empathize with him first, give him that emotional support, and then say, you know what, but I don't know what to do to fix it. I know you've got a counselor and a sponsor, and I want you to go talk to them, but Lord, please bless my son and help him through this situation and give him the grace and confidence he needs to rise to the challenge. I know that you love him. Help him feel your love. By the way, what are you doing this weekend? Right? So you bring God right into it and make God part of the conversation and then move on, you know, because that's the best way to really bring into this the whole circumstance God's grace, so that you don't feel like you have to carry it all yourself, and you are slowly then showing him how to have that kind of relationship with God that will give him the grace and support he needs in his ongoing recovery. Karen, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us again here on More to Life. We'd be happy to talk through additional steps. Folks, if you would like to learn more about overcoming your doubts and cultivating the cult confidence that you can do what you need to do, check out all the resources we have for you at CatholicCounselors.com, and then get out there and celebrate the life God has for you.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.